FM.
So now then, Glenda Thompson and I have been friends for many, many years. Good to see you again.
How's it, Dave? And good to see you too. Glenda Thompson from Get You Noticed.
Yes, I know, and you do. Get people noticed. And with you today is Hanty Plump. Have I pronounced that correctly, Hanty?
100% correct, Dave.
Okay, that's not bad for me. Okay, being a pommy. All right, so tomorrow is World Environment Day. Okay, we'll get on to that just now. But first of all, I'd love to talk about you. You're an award-winning businesswoman and founder of Triplo 4 Sustainable Solutions. Sounds very posh.
In Belito, yeah.
And it's in Belito. You've been here for a while, eh?
I've been here now for 14
years. Get nice and close for me. Okay, all right. Tell us about your company.
Yes, Triplo 4 has been established, as I said, more than 14 years ago. And really, we specialize in sustainability, which means that we are looking at environmental, social, as well as economic problems and try to find solutions for our clients and also to assist our clients to solve not just the problems, but also improve the environmental performance.
Wow.
So it's a very exciting field.
It is. And you also mentor young professionals, so I'm told, driving meaningful change across South Africa's public and private sectors. Tell me about those youngsters that you talk to.
Well, over the years, we have now taken on board more than 33 interns, and we have worked out that over 90% of them has been established in the profession, and we still keep contact with most of them, and they do exceedingly well. I have interns that started with me as VAC students, and one of the ladies is now our sustainability manager.
Look at that. Look at that growth. It's brilliant,
fantastic,
isn't it? Fantastic. Fantastic. Yeah. All right, so tomorrow celebrates World Environment Day. What's it all about?
Yes, so World Environment Day is almost as young as I am. It has been established more than 53 years ago. And over the years, they have a theme. Now, the theme for this year is, again, to fight plastic pollution. And that particular theme is now coming from 2018 already. Because plastic pollution is such a big problem.
It's enormous, isn't it?
You just have to go to the beaches.
Yes, the beaches. And the harbour I was at a while ago, that was, I just couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Yeah.
Plastic bottles just smashing up against the walls there.
Yeah.
Who's doing that? Who's guilty?
We are.
Yes, I think.
Well,
Glenda,
I'm not.
Glenda has really summarized that.
Obviously.
I definitely believe we are all contributing to the problem.
Yeah.
We may not understand our contribution, but ultimately, especially when we are talking about microplastics as well, we are all part of the problem. And I think there's a call for all of us to be part of the solution. And that's what World Environment does.
Do you know what? I just gets my goat when you're on the beach and you see so many bins there and people just don't use them. And worse than that is when somebody throws something out of their car.
Yeah, that's a shocker.
A while ago, somebody flicked a cigarette out. I stopped at the robot, picked it up and flicked it back into his car.
And it burst into flames.
He wasn't happy.
Oh.
But I don't care.
Okay.
Because if we all stop doing things like that, the world would be a far better place, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Tell us about the plastic pollution. How big is it a problem? And the microplastic as well. I'm not too sure about what microplastic is. Plastic, yes.
Yes. So our problem is really enormous. If you look back at just statistics, and I just got that off the internet, last year it was projected, anticipated, there will be about 400 million tons of plastic waste being disposed.
Worldwide.
Worldwide. This year, one year later, the estimate is 516 million tons per annum.
Good grief. Those figures are horrendous.
It's massive. And if you look in South Africa, it may sound smaller, 2.5 million tons per year. But the problem with South Africa is that we generate approximately twice the amount of plastic waste per person than is the global average.
Why?
I think it is a consumer thinking and a mindset. And I think that is one of the solutions, is really that we need to rethink
our
mindset.
Going forward, how do we get rid of the plastic bottles and what do we replace them with?
Okay. So the problem itself is not, yes, the manufacturers need to look at what the choices they are giving to the consumer. But for us as a consumer, if we are using plastic, there's the acronym Reduce, Reuse, Recycle. So I think that's the first part to start off with, is look at what you can reuse and recycle.
Are the manufacturers working hard enough, though? Because, you know, ding, ding, it's money for them, right? Every plastic bottle that they produce. So are they thinking about the environment or not? You know, can't they come up with a solution?
They are really working hard at this. Remember, there's also a business case, there's also an economic case, and there are certain advantages, quite a number of advantages for plastic. One of them is, you know, you can give it to your child and it's not going to break it like a bottle. So they are definitely advantages. They are lightweight to be carried around. But there is various ways in which the government is supporting the generation of waste coming from the products. And all manufacturers are forming part of these committees to try and look at solutions that will still be holistic.
What initiatives are you involved in with 4 to help address the problem? What are you doing about it?
Okay, so in 4, there's various ways in which we participate in helping to address the problem of plastic. One of them, simple, as I said, recycling. Within the company, we've established a little recycling center, and we recycle our own waste, paper, plastics, and tins, and we make sure that that goes to a recycler. There's also other initiatives. The one is where you collect the bottle tops and the little seals from your bread packages. And we collect that, and then once a year we take it to a company, and once they have collected enough, I think it's 150 kilograms, it's quite significant, they actually make a wheelchair and they give that to a disadvantaged person.
Isn't that nice? That's lovely.
And then we do have the e-waste system with Hirsch that we participate in, with Hirsch. And then the good part about it is you are collecting your e-waste, which is the hazardous waste, but the plastic part is also being recycled. And then we've just now started to collaborate with another company, which is very exciting, is that they make specific waste trolleys for waste pickers. Mm. And what these waste pickers now does is they can collect as much as twice the amount of waste, so we have less waste into the environment. They can actually increase their salary by at least double or triple. And yeah, everybody wins in the process.
So finally, how can the general public, Joe Soap, that's me, get involved with doing something tomorrow as we celebrate World Environment Day? What can the general public, people listening to the radio station in Belito, what do they do? What can they do?
Can I just come in quickly?
Of course.
I think all estates, and I mean we've got so many, need a recycling process. We've got one on our estate, and it's every Thursday they pick up recycled stuff.
That's easy to do, Glenda, isn't it? Must be easy to do.
But I think a lot of estates are not doing that, because I'm seeing a lot of stuff still going into landfills. So let's encourage estates to get involved.
All right. Hansie, final word from you?
Yeah, just adding on to that, it's for businesses as well. Start your recycling in your own business. Help setting that up. If you're not sure, please feel free to contact 4. And then the other one is look at these NGOs that's really doing a lot of hard work to keep our environment clean and to promote the circular economy where waste becomes a resource. So also, once again, if you're not certain, you're most welcome to contact 4. We are situated at the Circle. And then also our website is...
Yeah, the website's the place.
4.com.
Ladies, thank you so much for enlightening me today. And we wish you well and happy World Environment Day for tomorrow.
And you too, Dave.
Thank you so much.